Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Newsline is a tool that you can use. If you need a little cash, the ATM can talk back. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Anything is possible and everything's accessible. Accessible technology. You want to learn? Go take a class. Don't matter if it's English or it's math. Technology just needs to be.
For our next hour.
Okay, everybody. Hello and welcome to the afternoon sections. It's 3 o'clock in New Jersey, and I have two members of our tech division slash committee slash group. We're just together for a long time, and they were my presenters and part of my tech team. So I'm going to call them my tech team today. And yesterday, Emery Harris was part of that. And today you're going to have two more people. And on Thursday, there's going to be two more. Tracy Carcioni and Amory Cook, I've known for many years. They're very reliable. They're very resourceful. They speak brilliantly. And they still are friends of mine. I can't believe it. Anyway, they still think I'm their friend. Anyway, that's what I was supposed to say. Came out backwards. Anyhow, I believe, is Tracy going first?
No.
Amory Cook. See how much I know? Amory Cook was here last year, for those of you that were part of last year's convention retreat. And she stepped up on Tuesday because somebody didn't show up for the second period class. And she and another person spent the hour together sharing. And Amory Cook, I'm going to ask you before you do your presentation to tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the jobs you've held. And then you can. Do we have enough time? Yes. Okay.
So I just had a cup of coffee. So.
Oh, God. Good.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Amory Cook is here to share a little bit about herself and about a day in the life of Amory Cook. Go ahead.
Uh-oh. Okay. Thank you. I'll just do a little bio and then I have a question for y'all. I'm Amory Cook. Right now, I'm treasurer of the New Jersey affiliate. I belong to the Garden State chapter of the Garden State affiliate. I'm on our state board also. And for those of you who are old timers, you may remember I worked for something called Recording for the Blind way, way back when we had books on audio cassette. And I used to be at the conventions on the other side of the exhibit table. And now I'm coming as and strictly as an NFB member and officer. I just turned 72.
Almost as old as me.
Been losing vision over a lifetime from Stargardt's, which is, many of you know, it's juvenile or hereditary macular degeneration, not age-related. And stopped driving in 1983. And yeah, don't you love it when they say, Andrew, can I see your license? And I haven't driven since 1983. Why would I have a license? No. Okay. So, by the way, somebody named William just joined us, I hear. So I guess that probably, yeah, I've known Janie since they say the devil was a baby, right? It's been a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's the official part of the program. Is anybody on this call from Louisiana?
I don't think so.
Okay, now we got Texas. Now we got New Jersey.
We got a lot. We got Minnesota. We got Pennsylvania, okay. Connecticut, South Carolina.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
the reason I
asked that is because if any of you enjoy or know anything about Louisiana Creole or Cajun cooking, there's something called the Holy Trinity, where you start not with onions, carrots, and celery, but with onions, green pepper, and celery. So that's called the Holy Trinity because all dishes seem to start with that. So stretching that analogy just a bit, I'm calling this my Holy Trinity of technology, which in my case is a Victor Reader's Dream, second edition, my PC, Windows 10, and my iPhone 14 Pro Max. So let's start from the very beginning. So I wake up Now, mind you, I spent decades, and maybe some of you have too, getting up before the sun rises and putting on pantyhose and work clothes, I mean, office clothes and work shoes or packing work shoes and getting all set to go. And then there's a commute and a little bit of a schlep to the office from the public transit station, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't do that anymore, which is kind of nice. This reminds me of my own chapter. Okay, so luckily, I share my bed with a wonderful husband, our little dog Benji, and with Victor, the stream. So Victor's there all the time, and those two get up and go for a walk earlier than I do. And I learned about this term called, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, it's hygge, H-Y-G-G-E, and it's in Danish culture, it's an expression that means cozy or comfort. And one of the things that comes under that term is the ability to loll in your bed, laying back on the pillows, and just enjoying the feeling of being cozy, not to sleep, but just relishing in that. So here I am. It's morning, maybe between 8 and 9, not 5 a.m. like the old days. And I'm sipping my coffee, which my husband has brought me. And now my dog sees a squirrel. So I am listening now to National Public Radio on my Victor Reader stream. And we're between New York and Philadelphia. So I have both NPR stations, WNYC and WHYY in there. And I'm listening. And also Victor's there in the middle of the night, because if you go for that midnight water closet visit, and until you get back to sleep, there are tons of other things to listen to till you drop back off. So podcasts, newspapers, magazines, what's on the BBC News overnight, all those things. Thank you, Victor Stream. Now it's time to get up. And luckily, my office cubicle is just across the room, so I don't have to worry about getting dressed or office clothes. And maybe I'll brush my teeth first and splash some water on my face. But it's time to check out my inbox and see what's there, because I have lots of NFB related emails, and I belong to our local garden club and church, so I get lots of stuff from them, and I'm just checking and answering. And also now we've got the iPhone involved, and only because I like wearing a belt and suspenders, I send myself text messages and reminders if I have something to do, because it doesn't happen all that often. So I like to have my appointments in several different places, because my memory isn't what it used to be either, come to think of it. So that's why I have several reminders on my iPhone and on my Victor Reader stream. Oh, also, just as an aside, because the Victor allows you to record too, if I'm hearing during the course of my listening adventures something about a book or some event or author or whatever that might potentially make a good gift or a news item or something I wanted to share with somebody else, I just make a little note on the recording part. So I have that too. And that's why I love my stream so much. So doing my emails, checking my emails, and now the fun part. I have become an addict. But I'm addicted not to chemical substances, but to two puzzles from the New York Times. And Janie plays one of them. It's called Spelling Bee. You get seven letters and you have to make as many words as you can, all of them at least four letters, and all of them using at least the one letter in the middle of the hexagon that you have. And it's pretty accessible. And I don't quit. Genius is the next to the highest category. And then if you get every single word, you're queen bee. And often I go for queen bee if I don't have a big day and lots of things to do, but I don't quit till I do genius. And then I play connections, which is 16 words, and you have to group them into groups of four that make sense. So for example, I kept this one from yesterday because I don't like to lose at connections. And one set of words that I saw were sword, cat, gold, and blow. And I'm thinking, what do these words have in common? What cat walk? Well, this morning it hit me, fish. So catfish, blowfish, goldfish, and swordfish. So that was the commonality with those words. So you can see why, if you enjoy words and you enjoy playing word games, this might be the thing for you. So just taking a swig of water, excuse me. So I do my puzzles, and my husband's very, his name is Doug, by the way. He's very supportive because he says it's keeping my brain flexible, which I'm hoping it is. That's really nice. So now I'm still at my computer, and once a week we have what we call the pod meal. It started back during COVID because our niece and nephew live in this age-restricted community where Doug and I live too. And during COVID, they were the only people we ever saw. So we called it a pod meal, and they came once a week. And I had done some culinary training like in 2009. And so it's fun to be able to cook for more than just two people in your household. So I would just look through recipes and see what I hadn't made that I had always wanted to try. And now I also subscribe to the New York Times recipes and America's Test Kitchen and Milk Street TV recipes. And I watch them on the I watch America's Test Kitchen and Milk Street on the Create channel. And so I now have access to those recipes because these are our paid subscriptions. And it really is, it's my guilty pleasure. I really, really enjoy those. So I look and see what we're going to have because of the recipes that I found that sound interesting. So this weekend, Bona's daughter and her husband are coming, and she was busy doing some family stuff, cleaning out her late mom's hot mess of a house in North Carolina. And so she wasn't here for Christmas, not New Year's, and she can work remotely. So she was just apart during some times that would have been fun together. So we're doing very late Yuletide celebration. So I pulled out the Christmas table decorations, we're exchanging gifts, and they decided they wanted spiral cut ham. So that's what we're having. And I'm looking up recipes for that and mashed potatoes. And her dad always makes his family recipe of figgy pudding, which involves, it's his mom's recipe. It's an old English kind of thing. So it involves grinding up dried figs, raisins, suet, lots of spices, and then steaming this pudding for a couple of hours over a pot of simmering water on the stove. So all these recipes, even the family recipe that we're going to share on Sunday as well, these things are all there. And I really enjoy being able to have all this information right at my fingertips. So then let's see what else. Oh, okay. So on my phone, I have some apps that are especially useful when the weather is not like bone chilling and the ground is not muddy. When we take Benji for a long ramble somewhere, when the spring flowers and the summer flowers are coming out, we live in a pretty rural area. So there's also lots of wildflowers that I've only heard about, but actually to be able to smell the air where they are, and using my phone camera, I use the iNaturalist app and take a picture of whatever this plant is, and it'll tell me, which is really cool. And then we don't have tons of birds around here, but we have like four or five regulars. So we got Carolina wrens and cardinals and starlings and wild geese and wild ducks. So I can use my Merlin app to identify birds by ear. You just hopefully you hear the bird, you get the app open, you tap the microphone button and hold the phone up so you can capture the bird sound. Now, sometimes the birds know this, even if they're not right around you. and they will clam up immediately, so you don't know what the bird is. But that's what we're listening for, what kind of birdies there are. By the way, while I'm here and taking a breath and a drink of water again, does anyone have any questions or any comments, like anything at all?
Janie?
Yes, Janie.
Okay, so I was wondering, you said when you use the Merlin app for sounds.
Yeah.
Is your screen curtain off? Because maybe if your screen curtain was on, it might not scare them, I thought.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they don't. It's just kind of like technology works until you need to show it to someone else, and then it doesn't. It just kind of, yeah.
No, I thought maybe they would look at the screen and say, what's that?
Nah, they're off. And also, like, where we are, too, there are, I think it's ruffled grouse that are ground birds, and they make sort of thumping noises.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hear them, and, you know, they're down under the hedges somewhere off in the distance. So I just hear dum, 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 dum. And then,
okay, I think there's somebody else that wanted to turn.
Oh, sure, please. Question?
Was there someone that spoke?
Okay. And we also, it's the season now for woodpeckers too, and they're coming around and you can hear them, and you know that spring isn't too far behind because the woodpeckers are out and about. And I'm just going to my next page here. So they're out and about, and we know spring is about to come. Now, also, you know, any of you who went to Catholic school may remember they had these things called the seven deadly sins. And one of them is sloth or laziness. And honestly, as I'm aging, I have learned to enjoy sloth like nobody's business. Like, it's just nice to relax and read or not have to do anything. So we have a lovely gym on our site here. And my husband and I go to that 2 to 3 times a week because I've had both knees and both hips replaced. And the doctor said, as long as I keep exercising my muscles, I'll be good to go. And I really am. So I get to listen to my Victor Stream again while I'm riding the exercise bike. And that's about as far as it gets because I really need to concentrate when I'm doing anything else. So I don't injure myself with doing weights or whatever. Now back to the PC. I use the PC also for planning our trips. You know, I look and see, we like biking. We're doing our first overseas adventure tour, but we've done Road Scholar too. And so I look there and tour around to see where the different tours go and are they affordable. And I'm looking for air prices from Newark or Philadelphia to New Orleans for the convention. So I'm essentially our family travel arranger too. And let me see what else I'm looking at. Okay, I think, Tracy, I think that I'm just about done. Now, I may sound somewhat busy to you, but Tracy puts us all to shame. She is just amazing. So, Tracy, you go, girl.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Anne-Marie, for your portion. And Tracy, we're happy to have you with us. And she's going to speak with you. And then we'll certainly have time for questions. Tracy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Anne-Marie, I do a lot, but cooking for a crowd is my idea of a nightmare. So I give you a lot of credit. I did mine a little different than Anne-Marie. Mine is more like a week in the life, I guess, and the tech that I use. A little bit about me. I'm retired. I was a computer programmer at a major hospital in New York City for 33 years. But I'm retired now and loving it. And I've been blind most of my life and a member of the National Federation of the Blind since like 1980 something. 1986 and around the edges before that. So that's me. I love to play music on my Irish harp or my tin whistle, knit or crochet, garden, and read. And I use some technology and all these things. I want to take a couple minutes and talk about the crafters group that I am the leader of. It's called the NFB Blind Crafters Group. And our members do all kinds of crafts like knitting, crocheting, sewing, beading, and lots of other things. Some people are professionals and other people, I mean, the professionals are selling their creations, and others make things for charity or for friends and family. And themselves, of course, that's me. Our skills range from beginners to advanced. And we want to show the world that blind people do crafting and make beautiful and useful things. And we share our techniques that we use with each other. We offer some classes over Zoom or the phone, and people are always willing to help others learn techniques to pursue crafts they love or learn new ones. Our main communication is through a listserv on NFBNet. So in the morning, while I drink my coffee, I go through my email, just like Anne Marie, catching up on the email lists I'm on, reading some ads and announcements about webinars or events. And I'm leaving out my periods. I participate in several listservs on nfbnet.org, which I find interesting and informative. Some of them are the Crafters Group, New Jersey Tech for tech questions.
Oh, sorry.
I knew I had to put it in, especially since I'm often asking questions. NAGDU to discuss guide dogs, and Electronics-Talk, which discusses all kinds of gadgets and home appliances and the accessibility thereof. I use Google every day to find patterns, get information about practically anything, and explore resources. Some apps that I find useful in pursuing my interests are Newsline, NFB Newsline, to read the paper and the TV listings. I'm really enjoying reading my local county newspaper and finding out what's going on around here. Picture This, to identify unknown plants, which is like Anne Marie's iNaturalist. Seeing AI or Be My AI to read yarn or plant labels, seed packets, and many other things. I was just looking at the mail before I had to get on here. I have some TV apps that I find good. The one I like the best is called Cero, S-E-R-O, and it has the audio described portion of lots and lots of programs, only the audio. So if you are with people who want to actually see the TV, they're going to be out of luck. It costs like $6 a month or so, and it has tons of things from the UK and a few things from America, the things that we have. Things from PBS, even things from India and Turkey. So there's always something I find interesting to listen to. I also have the Pluto TV app, which works well, but I find it hard to follow a series. If you want to watch a show, then that's easy. But if you want to follow like a Doctor Who and watch every episode in order, that's not so easy. I have the PBS app because I'm a Passport member, but there are things you can get for free, so I can watch PBS programs whenever I like. And I found that sometimes they're audio described on the app when they weren't audio described on my TV channel. I'm a big fan of audio description. I hardly ever bother with things that aren't described anymore because to me it adds a lot. And I have the Freevee app, which is Freevee, which is the free version of the Amazon Prime. And they have a lot of old TV shows. And if they happen to be described, you turn on the descriptions once, and every time you happen across a described show, it plays the descriptions. And YouTube. There's a lot on YouTube. I use it for music mostly. If I want to look up something that I'm learning on the harp or the whistle, and I look up and see how other people are playing it and what it sounds like, or I look up something that I've heard. But my husband is also blind and he uses it all the time. He looks up music and whole albums and whole movies and classic TV shows and old time radio. It's got everything. It's amazing. I also love to read. I use the Victor Stream just like Anne Marie. Great thing. I get books from the Library for the Blind on my stream, also podcasts. I could get Newsline, but I haven't done it. And I listen to the radio sometimes on the stream, though more often on my iPhone. Let's see. Oh, yeah. I use the Victor Stream and I use the NLS Braille display because I love to read Braille even more than audio. So I get books from the Library for the Blind. I get them from Bookshare, which costs $75 a year. Now, some states have it for free, and it gets books for it puts books into accessible formats for people who can't read print. And that's me. And they get like dumps of books from publishers, so they must have a million books now. So if I hear about a book and I want to see it, the first place I'll go would probably be our library, and the second place I'll go is Bookshare. And a lot of times they've got the book I'm looking for. And if neither of those places have it, I go to my public library website and I look there because your public library has a lot of audio books and also some that are on that are digital. I haven't tried that yet, so I couldn't say how accessible they are, but I know they got lots of audio books. And if I can't find it there, then I go to Amazon Kindle because Kindle is a phone a app I have on my iPhone, and it works pretty well with the Braille display. So I listen to it that way. I could also listen to it on speech on the iPhone, but I would have to listen to it in Siri's voice or one of the iPhone voices, and that gets on my nerves after a while. And I use an app called Goodreads. It tells me about new books, what's trending. And once I started putting in books that I read, it tells me about other books that are like that. Or if I find a series that I love, it's easy to find out the next book in the series. Or if I happen to start in the middle, what came before. So I like that. And like Anne Marie, I like to play a word game at night. Mine is called Seven Little Words. And you get like clues and little tiles, and you put them together to make the words. And it's pretty accessible. It used to be more accessible, but it's still pretty accessible. Since the pandemic, there are many classes, webinars, and lectures through Zoom. I'm taking harp workshops, improving my whistle playing, and learning to speak Irish Gaelic all on Zoom, as well as playing twice a week with other harpers. I attend NFB meetings and my local Audubon meetings and lectures through Zoom. And I am connected with a few environmental groups who sometimes have interesting webinars. Sometimes I think I'm spending my whole life on Zoom, but it's really interesting. It's easier than traveling a long distance to a meeting, and people can join in from anywhere. I meet with people regularly who I used to only see once a year, but now we get together all the time, and that's really great. And in case you think I spend all my time sitting at the computer, which sometimes I think I do now that it's cold, but I also enjoy taking walks or running errands with my guide dog. And if I feel like exploring a new area, I use the GPS on my phone to keep track of where I am. I use Nearby Explorer, but there are lots of other GPS options. You can find out about them on appleviz.com, right, Jean? Janie? Appleviz.com? Anyway.
Yes.
That's my presentation, and now Aunt Marie and I could both take any questions.
Yes, we could open up the floor for questions. Thank you, Tracy. That's a mouthful. You do a lot of work, both of you, and I can attest to the fact that they're very trustworthy and really very well knowledged and like to share it with everybody. So I'm thankful that they came on the call. Somebody has a raised hand. Liz, do you see that?
Yes, that's Musi.
Musi, go ahead.
Yep, I'm getting in early. This was fascinating, and I love the word puzzles. I want to tell you that I do the daily word, which is five letters. And, you know, you have to manage to find the final word, and it goes to seven letters. So that's mine. But now I know about, I like the connections ones. Thank you. And I have a question about the crafters. This isn't very tech, but is anyone into making wind chimes?
Ooh. No, but it sounds very interesting.
It does. Well, do you make that?
I got a kit from Amazon. I made one, and then I invented one, you know, with fishing line and, you know. So that's my thing for
cool.
crafting. I think I'm the only one because I suggested it to my blind group here in Erie, and nobody was interested.
Yeah, well, if you feel like joining our crafters group, you can go to nfbnet.org and sign up, and we'll be happy to talk about anything you want. That sounds really interesting.
Well, okay. I didn't know you could get a kit for that.
So I didn't either.
I never even thought that you could do your own.
I'll tell you one thing. You can't get anything bamboo. It's all like pressed wood, you know what I mean? It's really almost like tongue depressors are so lightweight, but they still need They still clink and make noise, yeah.
You want me to? I can send you bamboo. There's a forest up right up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. Tracy, can you tell? Crafters is with a K, correct?
No, it's not.
No
it
more?
Used to be, but we changed it.
Very good. Thank you.
And my second question is this Irish harp of yours. It's handheld, isn't it? It's not a big floor harp, right? The Irish harp.
My harp is about 4 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
There are smaller harps that you hold in your lap, but I like this one. It has a bigger range and I can play more things. It's not like the giant concert harp, though, that many people think of. I can, if I want, I can pick it up and carry it around, but I need two hands.
Right. And you said you were learning all sorts of Gaelic things. And I'm trying to learn new things, too, because that keeps our brain alive, new things.
That's right.
Thank you. This was great. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Patrice has their hand raised.
Who is it? Patrice? Patrice, you
this
have
is
the
Brian.
Floor. Patrice has the floor.
Hi. It was very interesting to know that somebody else, and I know we have crafters on here, to learn about that there's a group for knitting. Can you give me that website, not website, but the link again, please, for NFB.
It's nfbnet.org, nfbnet.org. And on there, there's a big list of all the different listservs that you might want to get into. And you can subscribe from there. And Crafters Group is one of them. Blind Crafters Group, I believe it's called.
Great.
Janie, if I can send notes, I can find out exactly how people can subscribe. And I can send notes.
Send it
to
me and I'll send
that.
It to Judy. And she'll send it out in one of the messages for the following day. Or it'll be on our resource page when they get their thumb drive.
Mm-hmm. And another, I mean, there's NJ Tech, if you have tech questions, of course. And there's electronics talk, which I find really useful because people write in, they say, you know, I need a new stove. And can you tell me a model that's accessible? Because now they're all like digital. Or I need a hydrometer. That's what I got. It measures the humidity in my house, so I found out how to get an accessible one of those. Although it's
Cool.
accessible because I use the phone to look at it, but it works fine. Things like
Wow.
that.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was going to say that a lot of people think that because we have a disability with our blindness, that we're unable to knit in or I crochet or crochet anything. And I'd be like, well, I didn't just started crocheting. I've been crocheting all my life. And if I can't see it, I at least can feel it, you know?
Sure.
Yep, that's
Yeah.
right.
People don't
I think
seem to understand
Brian would knit.
that. They think because you can do it, oh, she can see. No, it's can't
Yeah, we've been there before. Thank you,
Yep.
Patrice. We have some more people that have their hands raised, honey. Thank
Okay.
you. Thank you, doll.
Brian was next, I think.
I don't know. I'm asking Liz. Brian, go
Can
ahead.
you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, son. Go ahead.
Thanks for the tip earlier on how to find that unmute button. Now I got it figured out, hopefully.
All right.
The question I have in relation to tech is my situation, and whenever I do anything as far as dealing with tech, over 90-95% of my time I use my iPhone for it. I do have an iPad that's pretty new. I haven't used it that much because of the ability to find the screen on that, because it's such a big screen, you get two or three things
Did
on
you have a
there. And when you,
question?
well, my question is that as far as being able to do anything with the World Wide Web, with a iPad, with a Bluetooth keyboard, are you able to do everything exactly using that as compared to a regular computer? That's my question.
I think you could, but I know that Matt Volbrecht, the king of Apple, is going
Yes.
to talk on Friday, and he would know a lot more than me. But I think that you could do things on the web the same as through Windows, only with different commands using the iPad.
And I can tell you that his topic that he teaches right now is called iPad for All Computing. So that tells you right there. He doesn't use a keyboard, he doesn't use PC or anything, no, nothing. He just uses his iPad for everything. Now, some people don't do that. I personally don't, but you know, it's a personal choice. So the answer is yes, if you choose to, but no, if you don't want to.
Well, that's good because the computer I have is getting old, very old. Does not have a microphone nor a camera or anything like that.
Well,
And it's a
tune
little
in on
harder to
Friday.
use.
Very
Okay,
good. Thank you.
we'll do it.
Who's next,
Anne
Liz?
Marie's hand is raised.
Anne Marie Harris.
Woohoo!
You have the floor, honey.
Hey, these questions are for Tracy. One of them anyone could answer that uses Bookshare. In the past, Bookshare was free to students, and they actually accepted Hadley as a school. So has anybody else had that experience? Is that still the case?
I think it is.
And the second thing, were you saying Sero, like zero with an F
No,
for the
S
one
as in
app?
Sam. S, Sam, Edgar,
Yes.
Romeo, Orville.
Oscar.
And that's the
Oscar, there
one
you go.
that has no visual, Tracy. That just has audio. Is that what you said?
That's right. It just has the
Okay,
audio
thanks.
described portion of many, 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 many shows and movies.
Movies too. Do you
Yeah,
know if they
movies
have
too.
Doc Martin?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank
Because
you.
that's, I've been watching Doc Martin myself. Also,
Okay.
Call the Midwife.
Oh,
Yeah.
and who's next? Liz,
Can
do you
I
see
just,
any?
oh,
Get Amory Cook.
I noticed I omitted one app that I find especially useful when traveling called Blind Square. And it uses GPS, but it also gives you listings for all kinds of things near where you are. And it also lets you map in advance, like you could put in where the convention's going to be, for example, in New Orleans, even though you're in New Jersey or wherever your home happens to be. And you can set it up so you can see what's going to be around where you are. So the categories are like arts and entertainment, colleges and universities, food, nightlife, services and shopping, and transportation. So if you want to find out where the closest Amtrak station is to where you are, or food's especially great because it gives you listings of eating places within whatever radius you set. And then it also lists them by category, you know, starting with Afghani and going to, a vegan or something beyond that. And it's, they're just great. And most times they give you a menu and the phone number so you can make a reservation, find out what they have.
What app is this?
Blind Square. And there's also one called Around Me, which is good if you're a passenger and you want to know what's around you. So businesses pay to be on there, so I ignore those. But on the second page of two, there is a category called Nearby. So you tap on Nearby and it gives you little thumbnails of where you are, how the town got its name, what the population is, things of interest about the area. So it's really, you know, like, why is this place called so-and-so? So you look it up in Around Me, Nearby, and pretty much you can find out. So it's just, I love knowing stuff. So it's great to get tidbits about where you are.
Very good. I use iMove. Do you ever use that one?
No. What's it called?
So iMove, the letter I, move.
M-O-V-E. And,
M-O-V, move.
Oh.
Like move your body. And you know, I tap it on if I'm with somebody that even if I'm with somebody they don't know, but generally somebody picks me up and they're going to take me somewhere. Generally, I know where I'm going because I've been there before and my mind will remember it. But they might often take a detour. I'm like, I wonder where we are. I put my headset in and iMove will say, you're on Route 24 heading towards so-and-so. You're going to be in Morris Plains in 10 minutes, whatever it is. And if you want to listen to it, it's tedious if you want to keep it on for a long time because it'll tell you every 2 seconds where you are. And if you're on Route 80 or the Parkway, you know, it's going to say, you're on the Parkway, Garden, it's going to say Parkway, traveling south, exit 130. You're on the Garden, exit 130, going 72 miles an hour. You're on the Parkway, going 92 miles an hour. Hello, stop, slow down, you know.
Oh, can you just turn voiceover off on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Sure. But it's a handy thing to know.
I get, I am amused.
I'm sorry. Somebody just.
I find it amusing to like put on.
Sorry. That's Tracy. Sorry. I thought that was somebody from the group just jumped.
No, no, it's just me. It's just me.
It's not just. It's you, honey. Not just. Go ahead.
I like to put on the GPS sometimes when I'm like taking the Uber or whatever, and I'm like going through and it's saying, Joe's Barbershop. The Happy Time Saloon, you know, and it's the same places I'm going by. It's like, really? I didn't know. Jack's Funeral Parlor right outside the hospital, you know.
Wait, so what settings do you use to get that information?
Nearby things, points of interest.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it decides points of interest, and sometimes, like, sometimes I have it on when I'm walking around the neighborhood and there's a place nearby called Amazing Savings. It's kind of a dollar store, sort of. And it'll say, you are near Amazing Savings. And I'm saying, I'm 10 blocks from Amazing Savings. But sometimes it's much more right than that.
Jill and this William have their hands raised.
Who is it? Who did you call?
Jill Hammond.
Jill, you have the floor.
William.
Hey, this is Jill Rossiter. I was just going to say hi to Tracy.
Hi, Jill.
I had to go get my immune booster shot, so I missed most of what y'all have been talking about. But I was going to also, with the Bookshare account, some of the state libraries have had occasions to give people access to Bookshare as well. So if you're not part of Hadley, you may ask, your NLS library in your state if they have some free patron accounts to get. And I don't know, Tracy, since I come in late, did you tell them about all the great crafting books on Bookshare?
No, no, I did not. I didn't tell them about that.
Yeah, they have loads about everything.
They do. They have amazing amount of books. I don't know if they're all accessible, but a fair number are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Liz, who's next? Was it William?
William.
William, you have the floor.
William, your showing is muted. I'm going to send you a request to unmute if you'd like to.
Thank you, Liz. Is there anybody else with their hand raised?
This is Judy. I have a quick question.
You can. Go ahead, Judy.
Does anybody play The Daily Connection on Alexa? It is a game. It's a word game. That's why I ask. And what you get every day, or every day you play it, is three words, and you have to figure out what the fourth word is. And the way you do it is that each of the three words, well, the fourth word can be said in a phrase with each of the three words. The three words have nothing in common with each other, but there's a fourth word. Like if I said, well, here, Alexa, play The Daily Connection. Echo, play The Daily Connection.
It sounds pretty similar to Anne-Marie Cook's. She gave us four words and that you had to figure out what it was part of. And it was like sword, remember swordfish, cat, I forget the other ones.
Yeah, was it from the New York Times shooting?
That's the one you were talking about. But
yeah, but it sounds like she's got the mini version of connections, which I didn't know existed.
Mindscape.
What is it?
Blue, the color.
What is it? Blind?
No, blue.
No, what's the three words?
No, the three words are shine, scape, and blue. And so...
And the fourth word goes after it or before it?
Fourth word, either one, you don't know.
Okay.
But for instance, if the answer were, the answer could be sunshine.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, but that doesn't go with blue.
I was telling everybody.
Jill?
Yes? What'd you say?
Jill, I have an answer for it.
Yeah, what is it?
Moon.
Moonshine,
and blue moon.
Very good.
There you go.
Now I'm going to find Echo Volume 8. Play The Daily Connection. Echo, play The Daily Connection.
Today's question is, which word connects sun, scape, and moon? Again.
Echo, moon.
Is moon your final answer?
Yes. You got it.
Yay. Judy owes you a candy bar. You'll be sending it in the mail. Send it in the mail.
Stop.
But wait, ocean, moon?
Echo.
No, it wasn't ocean.
Stop.
Oh.
What?
It was blue. Blue moon.
No,
it was blue. Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
William, you're unmuted if you wanted to ask your question.
So I just wondered, I heard... both of our speakers talk about the Victor reader and that they read books and material with that. I wonder why they use that instead of their iPhone and Bard mobile and that kind of thing. Is there a reason to have both?
Yes.
Go ahead, Amory.
Yes. It takes battery power to run both devices. And I find that using my Victor Stream for reading or listening to radio or podcasts gives my phone battery a break, and I can use it for things like GPS when we're riding somewhere, or Be My AI, which also eats up a tremendous amount of battery. So that's why I have both. And that's why.
I have the Victor because I like real buttons. And if like the phone rings and I have to answer it and I'm listening to something, if I'm on the iPhone, I'm like, pause this darn thing, pause it, oh crap, I gotta turn it on, oh geez. And on the Victor, I just hit the pause button, bam, it's done.
Yeah.
Both of those are really good answers. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
And I think the Victor runs on battery as well, although you can plug it in.
It lasts a lot longer than my iPhone battery.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's true.
And of course, it's modeled after our digital book players, right? So, I mean, that was how we got the digital book player to look like the Victor Stream. And the Victor Stream was out for a long time.
It sure was.
So lots of people learned that first and then got these other things. And they're used to it and they like it. It's very portable and works well.
We have a 609 phone number. I think that might be Jen with a question.
609 is probably Mary Jo.
Oh, okay.
It's me. Yeah. I have played the Daily Connection, although I stopped doing it because I was getting frustrated because then after they give me the three words, if I can't figure it out right away, you know, like it's in my head for the next 3 hours, so I have to stop and try to figure it out again. But I also play every day on the A-Lady app, the Jeopardy app.
Oh, yeah, that's
good. J6.
They have one on Friday called Double Jeopardy where they match you against somebody and you have to answer questions for 10 matches and 60 questions.
You have to pay extra for that, I think, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, but I don't care. I like it, so I do it anyway. Yeah.
You may
and
not
they have
care,
but... they have things like about geography, science, wordplay. They have a lot of different categories.
Right. Well, the one thing that's good about the connections is if it stays in your head all that time, when you go for your yearly checkup and they give you the three or five words to remember, you'll be good at it.
That's right. Yeah, those words were blue.
Yeah, really shine. anybody else with a comment or question?
Yeah, this is Judith.
Judith, go right ahead.
I'm sorry I was late. I have a noon appointment and I have one tomorrow.
You're here now. That's fine.
I'm in this weekly support group. And one of the things I just started, I don't do tech. So I'm just wondering what blind people did before tech, because I don't have a smartphone. I don't really have any interest in one at my age and learning that.
What's your age, Judith?
I'm 76.
Big deal.
You've only just begun to live.
But I honestly, I love to learn, but I have no interest in that. That's the issue.
Do you have an A-Lady?
Do I have a what?
That would be a no.
Alexa. She's asking about Alexa.
No, I don't know anything about
Now that would be something that would be fun to start with, because it's about $30 for an Echo Dot.
You don't have to start with anything. You can read books.
Yeah, you can read. You can. I mean, I was knitting and crocheting years before any of this stuff came along. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can make up my own patterns, or I can get a Braille book from the library. You know, so there's lots of things you can do. There's a lot of things you can do without tech, but there's a lot you can do not using it as well.
So, Judith, the question is, what are your interests? And maybe you don't have to use tech to get it.
Well, I think when I introduced myself in the beginning, my interests, I only know because I've been weeding out since I retired, and I sort of got a sense of what I spent my time on in my life. So,
yes.
Your time and your money. And it was, you know, alternate health and spiritual religion, animal rights, and politics and economics. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually just connected with another blind organization, fighting.
Wow. Fighting blindness from.
Yeah. And they do a lot of, they look into research for.
Yeah. Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Right.
Yeah. And that sounds really a lot more up my alley is what I'm thinking. Just maybe getting involved with something like that.
Well, that's fine.
I mean, I have a computer and I worked at my home on a computer during the pandemic. And but it's not something I enjoy doing. I enjoy the benefit of it. But I don't play games and, you know, I don't knit. I haven't knit.
What did you used to do when you could see better?
When I did what?
When you could see better, What did you used to?
I'm involved in city council, involved in writing letters to Congress.
And you know,
when I was younger, I did volunteer work. I always did something with animals or with the homeless. Or I'm a social worker by trade.
Right.
Great. And,
So you
are involved in the church or something. Yeah.
So Judith, you do understand that you can do most of the things you name without using vision.
Yeah, the letters are going to write it. Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to just see when I'm still driving. So I'm still sort of doing that, but I'm just, I went to look at a assisted living place a couple of weeks ago in case I just went completely blind or whatever. And it was like a room and a bathroom. And I looked at the things they offered, and it was things like arts and crafts, which I have no interest in.
But Judith, most of the people on this line who are blind do not live in assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
Good. All right. Mm-hmm.
So if the only thing that happens to you is blindness, there's no need for you to move.
You got it.
Absolutely. All right.
We're here to help. We're here to help if that happens. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for being here. I just thought I would put that out
because okay.
Of the support group, they talk a lot about tech. And I just wasn't into it 25 years ago when it first became
popular. But as many people said, if you like those things that you're interested in, politics and gardening and pets or whatever, all of those can be books on NLS Bard. You get them for free. And you can listen to the books and maybe learn something, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So you might want to go that route.
Judith,
all right. Thank you.
And you can use a computer to write your congressman. I did so this morning, actually.
Yeah, I actually called my congressman this morning. So
we have somebody
people definitely can still do that.
We have somebody with a raised hand.
We don't want to know.
Who had their hand raised?
Musi, was that me?
Yes.
I just wanted to say there's a lot of community on Zoom also. I'm in a meditation group, and that's a way to keep connected with things. You said you were into spiritual things. I'm talking to,
very good. And thank you for that, because there's also many spiritual books, many on board, loads of all different religions.
What state are you in, please?
I'm in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I actually, when I read, I like to underline and study things. So I'm going to have to adjust to a lot of this stuff.
But you know what? There's a bookmark feature on the book player that you get from the state library. And that's what I do. I bookmark. Oh, I love this quote. Bookmark.
Yep.
Okay.
I can help you with that if you need help.
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get a smartphone earlier in my life.
It's okay.
I can see how it's just really beneficial.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, start with the digital books first and see what you like about it. Just one step at a time. And if that seems logical, then we'll do the next step.
Okay. I'm living quite nicely, Judith, without a cell phone. Without a smartphone.
Okay.
She thinks she is. Oh, sorry, Jean. Yes, she is.
I know I am.
Glenn Crosby.
Glenn Crosby. It's almost time for your session. Yes, Glenn, you have the floor. This is our president.
I just wanted to point out to anyone who's interested that there is a lot of community on Zoom, and you can access Zoom on any phone. You don't have to have a computer. So,
or a smartphone.
Well, she's here. She knows that. She's on this phone, right?
You don't have to have a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm on a laptop. I know how to use a laptop.
Well, a laptop is technology.
Oh, I know. I do technology. I just don't enjoy navigating. It's set up, by my computer company where I just click on icons.
You can get on Zoom with a phone. That's all you have to have.
You don't have to love tech. You just use it. I don't love tech.
Yeah,
I just use it. And I use it when it's good, and when it's not, I put it down.
Okay. Okay. Everybody,
we got that. I love tech. That's Jane talking.
Everybody, Time is up.
Wait. I want to say thank you to my presenters, please.
Okay.
Girls, thank you. I love you and I appreciate you.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you. We love you too.
Yes.
Okay. Time is up.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.